Right now, we are talking visual arts. In particular, we are looking at the practice of painting still lifes. Perfectly Still is an exhibition that is happening at Mills Building Art Space in Fremantle from the 6th to the 15th of September with a bunch of artists, one of whom is Alex Kirikakis, who has joined us in the studio today to share with us what we can expect from Perfectly Still. Alex, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. I'm in an actual studio, a radio studio. This is exciting. Will you take a photo of me later?
I will definitely take a photo of you. We can take a photo together and I will even, you know, throw a peace sign.
Oh, cool. Cool.
So, Alex, you're one of eight artists. Who are exhibiting as part of this show?
Yes, there are nine artists altogether.
Right.
Did I count them? I did, didn't I? Yeah, it's like a Brady Bunch, the picture. So I always remember that. It's nine artists. And yes, where I'm really excited to be exhibiting tonight. We bumped in yesterday at the Moores Building Art Space and we had a busy day of hanging and discussing.
And figuring out where everything goes.
Everything goes, yes. So the exhibition came into fruition last year. One of the artists called Beck Bartel, who paints the most amazing still life, beautifully illuminated black backgrounds, gorgeous paintings. She brought us all together and just said, you know, how about we have a show? And how about we create this amazing, you know, there's over 80 paintings in this exhibition. So an amazing sort of discussion and spectacle of colour and shapes and beautiful vessels and botanicals. And we do it all in the one space.
So with nine artists and 80 paintings, how does that conversation go? How does that installation conversation happen? Were you all in there going, no, I want my piece there and it needs to be next to this one and I think that it reads better like this? Like how did you negotiate that?
Well, there's been a lot of planning.
Right.
And a lot of talking amongst each other and a lot of meetings at the space. And it's been a wonderful collaboration. And within the group, we have everyone's brought forth their expertise. So we have people that are great with media and people that are great with, you know, just the double-sided tape.
That's a skill. I know, it's important.
Yes, we have people that don't mind talking on radio.
Yeah.
And it's just been amazing. And then we have also a couple in the group that have magnificent leadership skills. And that's really the crust of it, really. Just having a couple in a big group that just bring it all together.
And like working to everyone's strengths as well.
It's amazing. Yeah, it is good.
These people who you're exhibiting with, these amazing artists, include Sarah Abbott, Beck Bartel, who, you know, was responsible for bringing everyone together.
That's right.
Sue Eva, Teresa Fernandez, Stacey Gardel, Kaylee Kruger, Alex Kirikakis, Mia Lang, and Heidi Emma Mullander. It's an exhibition which opens tonight. So, you know, Wine and cheese.
The Moors are putting on a beautiful spread, a lovely grazing table. There'll be delicious wines from Bridge Cellars. There'll be music organised by Hayley. There will be a little speech. We've got Thomas Morrill, who has a lot of to do with West Australian art and promoting it and also seeking out forgotten West Australian artists, who's going to be opening it at about 6:30, 7 o'clock. And then it's just going to be one big party. It's going to be actually a very big party. So if you can't get tickets tonight, because they're free tickets, but we've had to sort of allot a certain amount of people in the space, then please come and visit us on the weekend. We're open from 10 to 3 every day of the week. We're fortunate enough to be in the ground floor of the gallery where there is yummy cake and gorgeous lunches, and I believe they even bring in some of the tables, so you can actually be immersed in the whole exhibition and
just
have it
don't touch the paintings after you've been shoving cake.
That's right. That's right. Keep your distance.
Your work is for this exhibition is Still Life, with a focus on Australian botanicals. But you, this is not the only thing that you paint. You like to get involved with a lot of subject matter.
I do. I'm a sucker for all subject matter. And I think that's been my, that's what I've allowed myself in my journey of painting. I've been oil painting for the last 12 years. I've really gone into the study of it, and I've figured out that it's one of the most amazing mediums. It's very, you can do it in so many different ways. But I think that at the moment, I've always wanted to represent a bit about my culture in my work. I actually grew up in this area. I'm from a Greek Australian background, and I'm a really proud Greek Australian. And my parents were very, they brought us up in a very Greek household. So I've spent like the last few months stealing things from my mum's lounge room, which we call the good room, and taking them to my house, just borrows, mum, and painting a lot of...
Every time my mum comes to my house, she takes stuff back.
I'm sure.
Or she'll be like, where did you get... Is this my... I'm like, no, I brought it myself.
I'm sure my mum, Athena, shout out to Athena, she'll be coming to the show. And in fact, one of my pieces is called Athena's Vase. And it's actually part of, now I'm going a little bit off the topic here, but it's part of a wall that we have represented. We've actually represented the Banksia. So that was one of the ideas, that we would all create a painting with a Banksia flower in it to honour the Banksia. A lot of the artists know a lot about botanicals. That's not my background, but they have a lot of information, scientific information about botanicals and also about protecting botanicals here in Western Australia. So we've all painted a Banksia, and it's, as soon as you walk into the space, there will be 9 Banksias represented, different sizes, painted in different styles, and sort of staged in different ways, which is, that was actually... I think that wall does represent that we're a very cohesive group, and we've kind of lifted each other up through this whole experience, and that is really exciting. And
that's a really interesting thing about Still Life, isn't it, is that it's a meeting place of both botanical, ecological study, but also when you consider the vessels that are used, it's also about the decorative arts and about culture and about the ways that those two come together.
It is. And a lot of the vessels that the artists use do have a lot of meaning to them, and they are from, you know, growing up. They've got cultural, and a lot of them, and this is also about the title that we used, a lot of the vessels that are represented are, they're very still in the works, but they also invite the viewer to get in there and have a look and look at the way that they've been composed. I mean, there's some really elegant, beautiful paintings. Sue Eva creates beautiful scenes. She's from down south. She's got her place down south in Dunsborough, and so does Hailey Mullinder, and they both have come up to exhibit in this group. But it's exciting for, as an artist, to work in a group to see other artists' takes on a similar subject matter. That's been really exciting.
And I'm sure your mum is excited to have her vase represented and then given back to her.
She is. It was the vase growing up. It was the only vase, and there is a big bit of spack filler on the rim of it where it bounced a few times. Sorry, Athena.
Alex, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about this show. We have been talking about Perfectly Still. It's an exhibition of Still Life that is happening from tonight down at Moores Building Art Space in Fremantle. It runs through to the 15th of September. You can find out more by checking out Moores Building's Instagram page. You can also go to Alex's Instagram as well. It's Alex Kyriakakis.
Yes, Alex Kyriakakis, yes, artist. And also we have a website, perfectlystill.com, and all the works can be seen, and will also be able to be purchased from the website as well. So lots of information on the website already. So just go to perfectlystill.com and everything's there.
That sounds like a website I will definitely be checking out.